Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Jump scares have become a Hollywood staple over recent years, and moviegoers are becoming more and more hardened to the abrupt occurrence of something truly disturbing. Now, naturally, the horror genre is the main culprit of setting up as many of these moments as possible. After all, scaring people is their bread and butter, and they are hungry, hungry boys. But these moments have also made appearances in pretty much every single genre imaginable, and sometimes they are so out of place that they really do linger in the mind for so very long afterwards. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 disturbing movie moments that came out of nowhere. Number 10, sex scenes, Splice. Splice is a movie that makes little sense. Its premise is intriguing for sci-fi and horror fans alike, though. A young couple of scientists experiment with genetic engineering by splicing human DNA into a genetic animal hybrid. With the addition of some respected Hollywood names, such as Adrian Brody, and with Joel Silver and Guillermo del Toro attached as executive producers, should have seen Splice go on to some critical acclaim. And it did relatively well here, but it was a commercial failure, and has passed into relative obscurity since its 2009 release. Anyone who's watched Splice, however, will be haunted by the movie's disturbing final scenes, and will likely have difficulty forgetting its conclusion. Dren is Clive and Elsa's experiment, and the introduction of human DNA leads them to both consider her their daughter, kind of. It's a journey that has a predictable sticky end, but no one had quite been expecting Clive, who is Dren's creator and father, to have sex with her in the barn where she lives. After this, Dren metamorphoses into a male and subsequently sexually assaults and ultimately impregnates Elsa, with whom Dren shares DNA. It was disturbing viewing in more ways than one, and it blindsided Splice's audience. Number 9. The eel scene. A cure for wellness. Whenever a film is branded as a psychological horror, it tends to put an audience on their guard for a disturbing experience. A Cure for Wellness delivered just that, and a little more to boot. The main character, Lockhart, is a young executive who is sent to a wellness center in the Swiss Alps to retrieve his company's CEO. There, he discovers that the center isn't quite what it seems, and becomes entangled in the unpleasant machinations of Dr. Heinrich Vollmer. Although the movie's tone is suitably creepy throughout, it takes a sharp veer into disturbing territory when Lockhart discovers the true nature of the center, medical experiments regarding eels that live in the local aquifer. Jason Isaacs delivers a brilliant monologue as he straps Lockhart to a device which enables him to pump eels directly into the young man's body, an act which produces a life-giving essence that he uses to maintain an unnaturally long lifespan. And it's enough to make almost anyone recoil in horror. Number 8. Giving Birth, Bird Box. Bird Box is a brilliantly disturbing movie on its premise alone, where the world is overrun by unseen entities that cause anyone who looks at them to commit intensely violent acts towards themselves and others. From the opening scene, we see Mallory with two young children attempting to survive the apocalypse while navigating the outside world blindfolded. Most of the story is explained through flashbacks, and we soon learn that the children were born after the entities appeared, as the following scene depicts a pregnant Mallory being checked over by a doctor shortly before the entities appear. Mallory soon befriends a group of other survivors, and together they remain safe in a large house. She meets another pregnant woman, Olympia, and the two soon go into labor together. Upon hearing the cries of the two newborn children, one of the newer additions to their group reveals himself to be, well, completely insane, and exposes the occupants of the house to the entity. For a sickening moment, it seems as though he will succeed in killing the infants, and it's only then that we realize just how abruptly this situation has developed and how upsetting it truly is. Number Number 7. Baby in the Bathroom, Kingsman: The Secret Service. Kingsman is a recent example of how action and comedy can go so perfectly hand in hand, and while it's a remarkably entertaining watch, no one was quite expecting for it to be as disturbing as it was. There are a number of moments that could have been the focus for this entry, such as the scene where Gazelle slices Lancelot in half or the church massacre are particularly viable candidates, but possibly the most disturbing moment comes towards the film's climax, where Valentine's plan to turn the human race against one another begins to come to fruition. Realizing the danger, Exe calls his mum to instruct her to lock her infant daughter in the bathroom and throw away the key. Confused, she does as he asks, and then the signal is triggered, which sends the entire human race into a violent rage. While Exe fights to save the world, we watch helplessly as his mother picks up a cleaver and starts to hack away at the bathroom door with the intention of killing her young daughter, who is crying hysterically within. It's uncomfortable viewing, and it came out of absolutely nowhere, even if it did make perfect sense within the film's plot. Number 6. The Boat Ride, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is one of the most well-loved children movies ever made. Seeing impoverished Charlie Bucket win the opportunity to see the inside of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, generations of us have watched in pure joy and wonder as the eccentric chocolatier reveals his candy land with its river of chocolate. And then comes the first mishap. Augustus Gloop, the obese German child, falls prey to his gluttony and is carried away by the chocolate river. Wonka takes them on a lovely boat ride along the river and through a tunnel. Then, we were transfixed by the surreal acid trip scene that ensued. With Wonka reciting a poem in increasingly hysterical tones, flashes of worms crawling on an apparent corpse and a tarantula in the background all set to a dizzying array of flashing lights, this one totally came out of left field in more ways than one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Number 5. The Graveyard Scene, My Dog Skip. My Dog Skip is a moving family film about a 9-year-old boy and his best friend, a Jack Russell Terrier called Skip. We follow young Willy as he attempts to navigate being a child of 1940s America and his struggles with loneliness and bullies. It's a sweet movie filled with adorable moments between a boy and a dog. But towards My Dog Skip's climax, however, the movie takes a rather sinister turn. After Willy becomes angry with Skip and hits him, Skip runs away to hide in the local graveyard and becomes trapped inside a crypt that is used by moonshiners. Willy sets off to find Skip after hearing him bark, and rushes to set him free. Then, one of the moonshiners hits Skip with a spade, and it seems like the little dog is going to die from his injuries. After a heartfelt moment in the vet between Willy and Skip, Skip makes a recovery, but that doesn't make the scene any easier to watch a second time around. Number 4. Squeal Like a Pig, Deliverance. Deliverance was released in 1972 and has been declared a landmark picture. Starring John Voight, Burt Reynolds, and Ned Beatty, its most disturbing scene has become infamous, meaning that it rarely takes its audience by surprise anymore, but it doesn't make it any less difficult to watch. Within the first 10 minutes, the film has set its tone. A young boy plays dueling banjos as part of a musical duel at a petrol station, and the atmosphere of the scene indicates that we should expect something pretty disturbing. It isn't long long before the friends become separated and one of the pairs lands on the shore. They encounter two mountain men in the woods and are abruptly assaulted both physically and sexually. We watch as one of the men forces them to strip, then instructs them to squeal like a pig while sexually assaulting him. All of this occurs at gunpoint, with his friend strapped to a tree and forced to watch. No matter how unsettling Deliverance's opening scenes were, nothing could have prepared us for what followed. Number 3. The Elevator, Drive. 2011's Drive is an unorthodox movie in many, many ways. For a start, its main character remains completely nameless, instead only referred to as Kid or Driver, even in the credits. Ryan Gosling is excellent in his portrayal of the driver, suitably enigmatic and oozing charisma as he becomes entangled in a bungled heist and attempts to evade the mafia. Drive is sleek and cool and for the most part understated. Well, that is until the elevator scene. On the run from the mobsters who are after the stolen cash that he has found himself in possession of, the driver and his neighbor get inside an elevator only to discover that a hitman has been sent to kill them and is waiting inside. Drawing Irene closer, the driver engages her in a passionate kiss, then quickly disarms the man and stomps him to death. While Drive has already displayed its fair share of violent action, this scene is disturbing in its intimacy. Its brutality and its finality. 1 minute, three people are just sharing an elevator, and the next, one of them is dead, with boot prints on the bloody pulp that was his skull just moments before. Number 2. Farewell to Leslie, Bridge to Terabithia. Another family movie that threw in a scene possibly intended to scar children for life, Bridge to Terabithia is a fantasy drama about two young neighbors and their budding friendship. Both outcasts in their own respects, Jesse and Leslie create their own magical hideaway in the woods, a kingdom named Terabithia. There they spend their time exploring and imagining their adventures, and each of them learns how to deal with the difficulties they face in real life. One day, Jesse gets a phone call from his teacher, who offers him a one-on-one museum trip. Perhaps a little suspect, but that's not the disturbing part, and Jesse gladly accepts, despite having plans to play with Leslie. He returns and is told that Leslie drowned in a creek in the woods. What ensues is an absolutely heartbreaking emotional journey of a young boy as he attempts to deal with the grief of losing his only friend and his guilt for not having been there. It's hard to watch, and even harder to understand who thought that this would be a good story to tell children. And number 1, the bug scene, King Kong. The story of King Kong is one that everyone is familiar with, at least the part where the giant ape climbs the Empire State Building and swats around at the aircraft. 2005's King Kong was an excellent retelling of that old classic, with an impressive cast and a well-written story. After reaching Skull Island, the expedition soon encounter the native tribe, who plan on sacrificing leading Lady Anne to Kong. Then they encounter several dinosaurs, and finally, after falling into a ravine, a ton of insects. But these aren't just your average mosquitoes, though. These are huge dog-sized grasshopper-type beasts, intent on swarming the humans. While the crew do their best to fight off the horde of giant bugs, colossal leeches appear and begin eating crew members whole, and then, just to top the scene off, an enormous claw appears from a crack in the cliff and snatches a grown man away into the dark. While the Skull Island scenes of King Kong mostly played out like a horror movie, this scene arrived without warning and had our skin crawling before we even knew what was going on. It is grim.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.